Hello again, Broncos fans, and welcome back to the Hyatt Regency Jersey City here along the Hudson River. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV, and this is Broncos TV Live from New York, presented by Prime Sport here. On Tuesday night, another busy day as the Broncos prepare for Super Bowl 48. The team did not practice today. Today was the day that, well, so many of us, I guess, look forward to, but at the same time, dread media day. Today, back at the Prudential Center, there were probably hundreds of press lined up trying to get questions in to every single player who made the trip. They come out, are available to the media. It is quite a scene, but again, we are getting closer to Super Bowl 48. Right now, the weather, it's 19 degrees, frankly. It feels like 9. There's no wind, but there is some humidity in the air, so it does feel pretty cold. This front is supposed to move a little bit, and it's supposed to warm up before we get to kickoff on Sunday. But back to what happened today. The Broncos arrived via their motorcade, 5 buses all the way in to Media Day, made their way in. This is a very made-for-TV event, broadcasted on every major sports network, and we were there, and usually there's a lot of silly questions that are asked one after the other, and players just can't avoid it. But today, as the Broncos, remember, are preparing for a football game, there was some news to come out of the hour-long session, starting with head coach John Fox.
Number 18.
That's like watching a prize fight, man. Like watching a prize fight.
He's got the towel over the shoulder.
The towel over the shoulder. He's coming in.
Jammed into what felt like not nearly enough floor space, the Broncos endured Media Day Tuesday morning, and it was quite an event. Reporters and other personalities asked questions about topics well beyond the Seattle Seahawks. That's the trend. Peyton Manning, for example, was asked if he watches the New Jersey or the New York Housewives show on Bravo.
I have not had a chance to see either show.
Okay. But out of this controlled chaos actually came a piece of news.
You know, basically it was a review. We installed our whole game plan last week. Obviously we'll start tweaking that tomorrow.
That's head coach John Fox talking about Monday's practice back at the New York Jets facility. The game plan put in before the team even left Denver, giving players that extra week to put in all the extra time to prepare for Super Bowl 48.
Well, the good thing is, you know, we can see what really works and what doesn't, you know, and it's good to have an extra week. And I know starting tomorrow, we'll go out there like we never learned a thing. But in our minds, we know a lot about what we're going to be facing on Sunday. So you kind of, you know, get a little jump start on a preparation for the week leading up to the game.
It helped us get a little momentum going in, you know. We kind of, you know, had it in, like you said, last week. But, you know, we're going over right now, and we're trying to get this thing down packed so we can play around and go full speed come Sunday.
Coach Fox, Champ Bailey, and linebacker Danny Trevathan on putting in that game plan before they even boarded the plane for Denver. So you know all the Broncos were there, the guys wearing their Nike outfits and spending time with the press for an hour taking questions leading up to this game. There were other former Broncos who were also on scene, Mark Schlereth, Terrell Davis, David Treadwell, and Alfred Williams, former players who are just so proud of this team. You can hear some of those guys on radio and TV back at home in Denver, and there is this sense of pride to be a part of this organization, an alumni of this organization, now watching this team prepare for a Super Bowl. And again, this is part of the media day experience. Broncos TV, our cameras were there, caught up with these former Bronco greats and asked them their take on Super Bowl 48.
So Mark, the Broncos are here. As a former player of the Broncos, how great is this for you?
It's awesome. I'm very excited about it. And you know, I am so biased. You will not get my unbiased media attention this week. I'm completely biased in everything I do, both television and radio-wise. So I'm a huge fan. I think the Broncos are a better football team, and I think they win another world championship, so I'm excited about it. And I'm excited for guys, you know, not only the guys that play, obviously, who some of them I know and some of them I have a relationship with, but I'm excited for John Elway and a lot of the people like Steve Antonopoulos and a lot of the people that were there and taking care of me when I played, to see those guys have another opportunity to be here. It's hard for me to believe that it's been 15 years since they've been in this game. So it feels like yesterday to me, but of course, again, I'm completely biased.
It's good to see them here. It's been a long time. I didn't think it would take this long to see the Broncos back in another Super Bowl, but I think when they obviously got Peyton Manning, the reality of it was that the chances are they were going to be here. And a little disappointing last year, they didn't make it, but they're here this year. But this is just one part of the equation. Now the next part is to finish the job, and you know they got to win this game.
How great is this for you as a former player?
It's very exciting. It really is. I'm part of the media now. I work for 850 KOA, but I love following the Broncos and all the great stories behind it. And it's really exciting to have your hometown team in the Super Bowl, no question.
Oh, it's fantastic, man. You can't beat this. When you look out here, you know, I come to this event every year, the Super Bowl, and as a player, I came to hang out, and then professionally as a broadcaster, coming here and to see your team in this situation, it's amazing. It's great.
And in New York.
It is. I mean, we're in Jersey right now. I mean, but, the, you know, and the Super Bowl would be in Jersey. The events are in New York. Yeah, it's a great deal. It really is.
Alfred, you obviously have rooting interest because you're a former Broncos player. You've covered them. This team's special, aren't they?
You know, I don't see any flaws, and that's a good deal because I think everybody that's here right now understand how important this is, and I think having their heart broke last year showed them how precious these opportunities are. So I'm hoping for nothing but the best. I want to see Champ Bailey win a Super Bowl, man. That's my guy. He's my favorite guy on the team, and I want to see him win a Super Bowl.
Again, that's Alfred Williams, Terrell Davis, Mark Schlereth, and David Treadwell, proud to call themselves former Broncos right now and having some fun on media day just like everyone else. Now, we brought you some news. We brought you some alumni color. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, there's a lot more going on during media day. People who don't usually get this close to professional football players, they take advantage of the time, and sometimes, well, things like this happen.
Well, my friend, I'm not making fun of this kind of thing. I'm here very seriously. I'm here as a reporter. I'm a serious journalist, despite the jacket. Don't let the jacket fool you. I work for the NFL Network, Rich Eisen Podcast. I'm here as a correspondent for Rich Eisen. He's an old friend of mine. And, of course, you know I'm Jim Brockmeyer. It's nice to see you.
More on that piece later on in the show. And for those of you who may not have recognized, that's Hank Azaria, voice of so many Simpsons characters. For so many years, I would try one of my impressions, but I'm not going to because he's much better at it. We have so much more to go here on Broncos TV Live from New York on this Tuesday night, presented by Prime Sport. We'll be right back.
Hey, Broncos fans. Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
The Outlaws, Denver's professional outdoor lacrosse team, plays here this summer at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Season tickets are on sale now and start at just $88 for 8 home games, including the Mile High 4th of July, the best fireworks in town. Visit DenverOutlaws.com or call 303-OUTLAWS for more info. Denver Outlaws Lacrosse. We play to win.
Not getting enough Broncos in your life? Be sure to download the free Broncos mobile app. It's all things Broncos at your fingertips 24/7. Get live game updates, exclusive Broncos media content, team stats and injury updates, and even keep track of your fantasy football team. Use it on game days at Sports Authority Field at Mile High with a new Wi-Fi system available for Verizon Wireless customers to search concession options, listen to 850 KOA radio feed, access video replays, and watch the post-game press conference live. It's a must-have for fans that bleed orange and blue. Download today at BroncosMobile.com. Hey, Broncos fans. Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
Back here outside the Hyatt Regency in Jersey City, I'm Chris Hall. This is Broncos TV live from New York, presented by Prime Sport. Welcome back. Sounds like perhaps the Cornucopia Majesty getting ready to go out on an evening cruise right now. It's got its engines going. It might leave the dock here for a few minutes. We are again live here from Jersey City. Happy to bring you what's going on here with the Broncos here on Tuesday after media day. Now, think back to a couple of years ago. Linebacker Nate Irving was drafted. When he came in and met the press, he went up to the podium and told his story about almost losing his life after a car accident. Everybody found it to be incredibly compelling, and he told this story so nonchalantly, and he was just so happy that he has this chance not only to be alive, but to play in the NFL. Nate Irving, one of those linebackers helping out this Denver defense this year that suffered so many injuries, losing so many key starters. Nate has had to come in and contribute. Our Greg Caldwell caught up with Nate earlier today.
Here at Media Day, there are plenty of stories to go around, but the one we're focusing on right now is Nate Irving. Starting linebacker for the Broncos, was badly injured in a car wreck when he was in college at NC State. But he overcame that and even posted a picture this week that said, it's been a long way from that wreck to the Super Bowl.
Just sitting here thinking about how blessed I am just to be in this situation. You know? I'm grateful for it, and I just want to take full advantage of the opportunity. I don't remember too much of what happened from that night, but it was, I fell asleep driving and overcorrected and ran off the road, and I flipped over and hit some trees, and my truck caught on fire. But some man, you know, somebody had seen it and called an ambulance, and I just woke up in the hospital with, you know, tubes and neck braces. That's the first thing I asked, you know, will I be able to play again? And the doctor told me, you know, don't worry about playing right now. So, you know, when you hear something like that, it's like, you know, that's it. I broke a rib, I punctured my lung, and I had an open fracture in my lower left leg. And I had to sit out my junior season of college and rehab that whole year.
Irving said he likes to get that story out because it shows that hard work and perseverance can help you accomplish your dreams. And he said that makes this Super Bowl week even more special. For DenverBroncos.com, I'm Gray Caldwell.
Heard that story now for a couple of years with linebacker Nate Irving. Still find it pretty incredible. Gray, thank you very much. Now joined by Connor McGahee. Connor back here to talk about how fans can make New York look a little bit more like Denver.
Yeah,
they can do this. They have the ability
do
this. How?
Well, there are many battles this week as far as social media goes. We lost last night, so the hashtag is who's going to win. And now the software from Verizon tracks keywords and the hashtag Broncos along with who's going to win to say, you know, see how much, you know, traffic comes in. So they changed the Empire State Building to orange. Last night, Seattle Seahawks fans did a little bit more than Broncos fans. So all last night and today and in the twilight hours tonight before the 6 o'clock light show, it showed up green and blue on the Empire State Building. We want to change that, don't we? So if you're tweeting about the Broncos all week long, hashtag who's going to win, hashtag Broncos, mention the Broncos tweets, mention the name Broncos in the tweets, and it will go right to the software of the Empire State Building, and it'll turn it orange the way that it should be, because we are united, not in orange in Jersey, but also in Manhattan, Chris.
That's great. Yeah, united in orange again, one of those things that's getting everyone involved here during the Super Bowl. And right now there's so much to take in. There's so many stories to tell. And we teased last night Sean Phillips, another free agent pickup this Broncos team made in the offseason. John Elway building this roster.
Yep.
Sean Phillips, it's almost as if he said, okay, who's from New Jersey?
Yep.
You guys caught up with Sean.
We sure did. And we've driven all over the state of New Jersey the past couple of days. We'll continue to do so through the week as well. And Sean Phillips is a great story. He's led the Broncos in sacks all year. And he's one of four Broncos from the state of New Jersey. And he has a field named after him at his high school in Carl Lewis Stadium. Yes, the Carl Lewis, famous Olympian, not so much for his singing, but for his track running. Sean Phillips and Carl Lewis Field. Let's learn more about that in South New Jersey.
I think it's pretty cool just because at this point in my career, I've been playing 10 years and to get to my first Super Bowl and to go back to my hometown, I think it's huge. And plus, get your mom to come see you, your high school coaches and brothers and sisters is always a wonderful experience.
We're very, very proud of Sean and what he's accomplished. In this very gym over about 12 years ago or so, Sean was here. And when we used to have our pregame meetings, I used to always say that there were a couple guys who were sitting in those meetings who would be playing on Sunday. And Sean was one of the guys I was alluding to.
Sean was a hard worker. He was a great individual as a person. He was a leader on the teams that he played for at Wilmer, and a very talented individual.
It's huge, just because that's where it all started at for me, and that's who introduced me to football. I didn't start playing football until I moved to Jersey. So it's big just to represent my hometown.
There was a game in which we played his senior year. Sean had 9 sacks, and he was unstoppable. Once he got to college, and the coach who recruited him, Gary Emanuel, they decided he was going to be a defensive player. And he was very good at the defense. On the defensive side of the ball, he was outstanding.
And even after 10 years in the NFL, Phillips still remembers his roots.
Well, we used to always talk about in our meetings that there was life after Willingboro football, and that the most important thing for all of our guys to be were good husbands, fathers, and good citizens, and to give back to the community. Sean, if you'll notice out there, it's Sean Phillips Field, Carl Lewis Stadium, Sean Phillips Field. Sean came back, gave back. We're really proud of him, all the things he's done.
It's one of those things, you know, your mother teach you when you become successful to make sure you give back to your town, and that's one of the things I decided to give back.
On the largest stage in sports in his home state of New Jersey, Sean's high school English teacher knows what he'll be thinking.
What do I think is going through his head?
I'm the man.
That's what I think is going through his head. I got this.
Good story out of Sean Phillips. I love the teacher at the end. She's my favorite part of that whole thing. But we said we had 4 Jersey connections on this Broncos team. We'll have stories the remaining nights of the week on those 4. Mike Adams tomorrow, Robert Ayers on Thursday, and yes, no Sean Moreno, Middletown South on Friday evening here at Broncos TV, live from New York, presented by Prime Sport.
That's a lot of miles put on a car alone.
Yeah, we've been in the car a lot here in New York and New Jersey.
I look forward to seeing it. Connor, thank you very much. Okay. Now, right now, we've got Sean Phillips, who we've talked about. Remember, it was very sweet for him a couple weeks ago to play against San Diego and beat his former team, who let him go to Denver. He's having a good time here in New Jersey. We got plenty more to go, including more scenes from Media Day earlier on this afternoon with Connor. I'm Chris. This is Broncos TV live from New York. We'll be right back.
Hey, Broncos fans, Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
Colorado's biggest music festival has found a new home in Colorado's biggest city. The Snowball Music Festival rolls into the Mile High City in 2014, landing at the park at Sports Authority Field at Mile High on April 4th, 5th, and 6th. Delivering its diverse lineup of over 65 world-class musicians and its unique mountain lifestyle vibe to the exciting urban backdrop of Denver, Colorado, Snowball 2014 promises its biggest and best year yet.
It's coming, football fans. Super Bowl 48 is right around the corner, and NFL Mobile from Verizon is the best way to keep up with your favorite teams and players in the postseason. NFL Mobile will once again be streaming live coverage of Super Bowl 48 to Verizon subscribers across America's largest 4G LTE network. Fans, you heard me right. Live coverage streaming directly to your smartphone. Download NFL Mobile exclusively from Verizon now.
Hey, Broncos fans, Prime Sport is the official Super Bowl fan travel partner of the Denver Broncos and your worry-free solutions for all Super Bowl travel to New York and game day needs while you are there. Packages available at primesport.com/Denver Broncos can include game tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, ground transportation, VIP hospitality access, souvenirs, and much more. Make your reservations for official Broncos fan travel to New York today at primesport.com/Denver Broncos.
Thank you.
but the fans were the best today, man. I'm telling you, you all played a huge role in this game. Thank you.
Most of all, also, the greatest fans in America right here.
We're winning the AFC Championship today, and like John said, we couldn't have done it without these fans.
Welcome back to Broncos TV Live from New York on this Tuesday, joined now by Phil Milani. You saw his piece yesterday on what happened on the boat during media day. We'll get to Phil's piece. Phil was responsible for tracking all the weirdness that happened at media day today, some of the things you don't see ordinarily. We're going to get to that piece in a little bit. The wind kicking up here a little. It makes what feels cold even colder, but we're dealing with it, having a good time out here. Thanks so much for joining us. We're doing this show so fans who can't quite watch all what's on television can really kind of see what's happening here live. One of the elements that makes this week so much fun, another at Media Day, fans allowed to come and watch, see what it's like when a whole team rolls in to do press, leaves, then the next team comes back in, and there are hundreds of press covering it. This event has kind of turned. Now it is really helpful and not necessarily designed for the fans, but fun for the fans. And just like down on the floor, we had our cameras there to ask them how much they enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I've been a Broncos fan since I was a little kid. This is so super exciting that to have the Super Bowl here in my home state and my team be in it is just a dream come true.
Here to support Big Brother. I'm a big Giants fan. I said it, Manning was going to win the Super Bowl before the season started. Wish it was the other one, but so I got to keep it local. I figured I'd wear no Sean Moreno because he's a Middletown South guy. So that's why I'm wearing it today. Represent a little New Jersey kid coming home.
Well, I'm a Manning fan, so I like all the Mannings.
I like Wes Welker. I play slot, so.
Yes, I've been a Broncos fan since 1976, I promise you.
In Syracuse?
Yes, that's correct.
I like them a lot. I like their chances a lot. They have to do it.
Where are you from?
Colorado.
You came to New Jersey from Colorado. Why did you come?
For the Super Bowl.
Who's your favorite Broncos player?
Peyton Manning.
And who's going to win the Super Bowl?
The Broncos.
Can you give me a go, Broncos?
Go, Broncos, go! Go, Broncos, go!
Go Broncos indeed. Good to see so many fans taking advantage of the fact that this is open, taking it in. Broncos fans making that trip from Denver here to New Jersey. Now we've hit on the news, we hit on the fan angle of Media Day, and now the weird part, Phil, that you were fortunate enough to cover.
Yeah, these fans get to see some things that are maybe not necessarily all about sports, some of the entertainment world coming out today. Here are some of the stranger sights and sounds from earlier.
That's the question. Who do you think I am?
I think I heard something about Mozart.
That's pretty awesome. We are from Austria, Europe, and I thought it would be a fun idea to bring one of our famous people here.
Makes sense. Cool.
So this is Mozart.
Well, my friend, I'm not making fun of this kind of thing. I'm here very seriously. I'm here as a reporter. I'm a serious journalist, despite the jacket. Don't let the jacket fool you. I work for the NFL Network Rich Eisen podcast. I'm here as a correspondent for Rich Eisen. He's an old friend of mine. And, of course, you know I'm Jim Brockmeyer. It's nice to see you.
Jim Brockmeyer, the legend of the booth, is here, which I'm really honored. I mean, you know, Jim is one of the all-time greats. You got to put him up there with the Scullys and Al Michaels is and Costas is and Musburger. I know he's got a feud with Musburger, but the fact that he is here for my podcast is an honor.
Well, I want to talk to just everybody I can here. And I want to ask Peyton, of course, Peyton and Richard Sherman, going to ask them some questions, but I'm also interested in the players you don't hear from as much. I want to know what it's like, the everyday life of an NFL ball player.
I'm actually a San Diego Chargers fan, but I'm going to go ahead. If you can't beat them, join them. I'm going to go ahead and rock this.
So you're going for the Broncos? Is this official?
I am. You can't go against Manning, man. You know, that's he actually has probably worked harder than anyone else that, you know, when you think about everything that's went down like this year, so you got to rock with it.
Terrell, I've got a question. Do you know we're live on NFL Network
now? You guys handle that, okay?
Okay.
I'll handle this.
Yeah, you do your thing.
You know, two number ones seeds going at it. That's rare. It's only twice in the last 20 years. You've got the team with the best defense against the team with the most potent offense. You've got an all-time Mount Rushmore great in Peyton Manning. Coach in Pete Carroll that's exciting to watch. And I can't wait.
Hank Azaria, I love it. Had a chance to meet him and Rich Eisen, guys that follow this league so closely. But again, you kind of get an idea of how different it can be.
Oh, it's so much humor and stuff out there, you know, and it's good to see that some guys can kind of have fun with the game as well as the serious part too.
Yeah, there's so many angles to Media Day, and I think one thing that video definitely shows exactly how busy and crowded it is in room. Hard to move around. Phil, thank you very much. So right now we're here live in New Jersey. But back in Denver, going on right now, Miles the Mascot and Thunder are holding a press conference along with the Broncos cheerleaders. We're going to bring you that tomorrow night on Broncos TV Live here in New York. And that must mean Miles has been incredibly busy this week, just like everyone involved in the Broncos organization. He found himself in Bristol, Connecticut at the ESPN headquarters filming one of those classic This Is SportsCenter commercials with Blitz, the Seattle Seahawks mascot. Take a look.
Hey, Miles.
Miles.
Excited about the big game, I'm sure?
Might be cold.
But you got all that fur, so you should be all set.
Blitz?
They've been doing this all week?
Yep, all week.
That's great. I'm sure those guys had a lot of fun filming that spot. This is SportsCenter. Everyone loves those commercials. Now Miles gets to participate in one. For Connor, for Gray, and for Phil, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks so much again for joining us tonight on Broncos TV Live from New York, presented by Prime Sport. Again, we'll be here all week through Friday night getting you guys ready for Super Bowl 48. And we leave you tonight with some highlights of one of the players who helped get the Broncos here, wide receiver Eric Decker. Thanks so much. Good night, everyone.